أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله لا يغفر أن يشرك به ويغفر ما دون ذلك لمن يشاء ومن يشرك بالله فقد ضل ضلالا بعيدا إن يدعون من دونه إلا إناثا وإن يدعون إلا شيطانا مريدا لعنه الله وقال لأتخذن من عبادك نصيبا مفروضا صدق الله العظيم. We discuss verses number 116, 117 and 118 of Surah An-Nisa. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks once again about a person committing shirk and ascribing partners to Allah Rabbul Izzat that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala does not forgive. Allah says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَغْفِرُ أَن يُشْرَكَ بِهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not forgive that shirk is committed with Allah Rabbul Izzat, that his partners being ascribed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This ayah similar has been spoken about before, that a person ascribes partners, number one, to the Zat, to the being of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, in the aspect of equating someone else or something else to Allah Rabbul Izzat, saying that there is another object of worship that is equivalent to Allah ta'ala, saying that there are two gods or three gods or multiple gods, or alternatively ascribing another person to a quality of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, saying that someone else is equal to a quality of Allah ta'ala. Like for example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only sustainer, saying that somebody else also sustains, like how Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala sustains, or sustains in any way whatsoever, that is also shirk, and that is also unforgivable by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Like how we worship Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, to worship anyone else as a token of ibadat, that is also absolutely prohibited and not accepted, and that is also not forgivable by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also haram in our shariat is any worship that we worship only Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, even if it is a token of respect to anyone else, that is also not permissible in our shariat, like bowing down to anyone, prostrating to anyone, even if it is a token of respect or a token of a greeting, that is also not acceptable, and that is not permissible and not forgivable by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. وَيَغْفِرُ مَا دُونَ ذَلِكَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ. However, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives whatever is besides that. In other words, whatever sin a person commits besides shirk, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will forgive, provided one turns towards Allah ta'ala and one seeks forgiveness from Allah Rabbul Izzat. We spoke about it a few verses before, that one is a person is remorseful over that sin. One leaves the sin itself and one pledges to Allah ta'ala never to return to that sin. If it was the rights of someone else, one makes good that right of someone else, seeking forgiveness, pardon from that person, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will forgive. وَمَنْ يُشْرِكْ بِاللَّهِ. Then whoever ascribes partners to Allah ta'ala in any way, فَقَدْ ضَلَّ ضَلَالًا بَعِيدًا. Then that person has deviated a far deviation. In other words, he has gone far away from the path of Allah Rabbul Izzat. إِنْ يَدْعُونَ مِنْ دُونِهِ إِلَّا إِنَاثًا. Besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they call but females. Now this is more appropriate in the time of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that these pagans had gods, they had these idols, and the names that they had given were feminine names to them, and hence even when they would speak about the malaika, they would attribute it and they would say that they are the daughters of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But at least that they realize that when they gave the names to the idols, they had given feminine names to the idols. وَإِيَّدْعُونَ إِلَّا شَيْطَانًا مَرِيدًا. And they did not call but shaitan, the rebellious, the cursed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, whoever worships whatever besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in fact worshipping shaitan, because all worship besides the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the root is shaitan, and it is shaitan that deviates a person from the worship of Allah ta'ala. La'anahu Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had cursed him. The meaning of curse means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had cast him away, far away from the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَقَالَ لَأَتَّخِذَنَّ مِنْ عِبَادِكَ نَصِيبًا مَفْرُوضًا. At the time when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had cursed him, then he made a pledge and a promise, and he said to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that I will certainly take an appointed portion from your servants. In other words, I will deviate them and I will make them purely for me. And of course, those that had arrogance in their heart, they turned away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then they became the friends of shaitan, and they denied Allah ta'ala, and they had made shirk of Allah Rabbul Izzat. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep within our hearts the pureness of Allah Rabbul Izzat, the tawheed of Allah ta'ala with siddiq and purity. And Allah ta'ala keep us away from every form of shaitaniyat. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.